This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. New four-legged officers are joining two law enforcement agencies in western Illinois. Tri-State's Public Radio's T.J. Carson begins our report.
The Knox County Sheriff's Department has purchased a second canine for drug searches. Sheriff David Clegg says this will make it easier to get a dog to a traffic stop anywhere in the county. He says that's important because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that puts law officers on the clock.
If you make a traffic stop, you can detain the driver in that vehicle for, I believe, 10 minutes for the response of canine. It would be difficult by just utilizing a canine to be able to respond that quickly.
Clegg says training has already started for the nearly two-year-old female German Shepherd. She has another month and a half to go before she can be certified and go on duty this summer. McDonough County also recently acquired a search dog, though it will be used in a different way. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has that part of the story.
Daisy May is a bloodhound. She'll be used to find people. For example, a child who's wandered off or a criminal suspect hiding in a cornfield. Daisy May stays around the clock with part-time deputy Bob Rowland. He says the department acquired her nearly a year ago. She's been trained ever since and was recently certified by the National Police Bloodhound Association.
When we went out for the national certification, there was two instructors that wanted her. They wanted to take her home, and they said, this dog is going to be phenomenal.
Rowland says Daisy May knows it's time to work when he puts a harness on her, and he says when she's ready to go, it's like trying to hold back a train. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.